This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So,
national test scores are in decline in history and civics proficiency. So let's just have a brief talk on how that is. I want to get to some emails and Trump sitting out the debates and a little Sudan stuff and Iran and other things like that. But let's just discuss why that is. You've heard me before rail on diversity as being the death of everything. Diversity will kill everything. Slowly but surely, everything dies. And more specifically, you've heard me rail 100 times on that about the military. That you just have to look at everything as a time factor. Time is finite. There's only so much of it. If I train for a year, 8 hours a day to kill you, and you train for a year, 4 hours a day to kill me, and the other 4 hours you spend learning how evil white people are and why you need to be more gay, whenever we meet, you're going to die. I'm just going to have been more trained than you because I maximized my time. You can either focus on what matters or focus on what does not. Why are our test scores dropping so quickly? Well, we have an education system with way too many administrators, more administrators than teachers. We have a bunch of teachers and administrators who are full-blown communists, and they're not there to educate your child. In fact, if you really understood what they think about you and your child's relationship to you, you would be horrified beyond belief. Many, many, many of the people in our education system, they believe your child needs to be broken away from you. That's a big reason why you see the endless LGBTQ push in schools. It's not just about, you know, turning them trans or whatever it may be. It's about breaking them away from you and your values. Because if they can break them away from you now and break them away from values now, that's a guaranteed Democrat voter their entire lives. Well, as short as those lives probably will be. But that's the truth. These teachers, they think exactly like this person.
This ban first, review second, is a terrible policy. In addition to the fact that I, as a parent, and anyone else who's testifying or who's suggesting books don't belong in school libraries or classroom libraries, is not qualified to make that decision like a school librarian or the teacher of those students. We talked about some books yesterday that were said, oh, they aren't banned. For example, Roberta Clemente biography. But they were pulled from the shelves. And they will be pulled, books like that, ban first, review later. And they were only put back because of public pressure or public records requests. So we're going to have a serious problem with that policy.
Parents don't know. We know. The reason test scores are plummeting in this country is teachers aren't standing, and this is not universal, obviously, but teachers aren't standing in front of your child and trying to teach your child history. They're not standing them in front of them and trying to teach them math. They're not trying to teach them physics. They're not trying to teach them founding and liberty and good and bad. And they're standing in front of your child, and their purpose that day and the next day and the day after that and the day after that is to break them. They're trying to break them. They believe your child is going to grow up to be evil. If your child grows up and shares your values of right and wrong, freedoms, your child's going to be evil, a force for evil. So they attack your child with that kind of desperation. They attack your child feeling like they are the force for good. They must break your child in order for the greater good to be done, of course. test scores are dropping because we have an education system full of people who aren't interested in educating. We have an education system full of communists interested in breaking, and that's why it's dropping and dropping quickly. Pink Flower, as a lefty, oh, he's talking about left-handed. Remember, we were trying to figure out last night because trans disabled is apparently a thing that's going to be a thing. We were trying to figure out which disability I need to identify as having. I actually saw a little clip today. A woman, I think she's in Australia. The woman is faking not being able to walk. Her husband was actually out pushing her around in a wheelchair. No, I'm not even making this up. And they're doing a story on her that she can actually walk. Then they just showed her walking around. But sometimes she identifies as disabled and can't walk. You know what, Chris? Think how swole your arms would get if you went wheelchair all the time. Maybe I should go wheelchair all the time. What? Blind? I like looking at things, though. It's... Wait a minute. I'm already going blind. So it's not even a total lie. Well, the eyes are starting to go. I'm going to identify as full-blown Stevie Wonder blind. Oh, I will do the glasses. I will. And I'll even do like the head back and forth thing that he does. I will. I'll do it. Anyway, Pink Flower. The left-handed people, after I lobbed a light insult last night, they came out of the woodworks today. Pink Flower, as a lefty, I was immediately offended when you made a passing comment about lefties on your show yesterday. Clearly, I was not that mad because I forgot what you said already, but it made me think he just ticked off 10% of the population. Then I realized angering 10% of the population with a brief comment is probably a low number for you. I cannot imagine the hate mail you get. Keep up the good work, brother. We need you, Chris. Michael is growing on me. He says, yeah, look, I don't think I say anything that bad. I understand that I'm a little bit more... What, Chris? I don't. I'm a little bit more direct, I guess. But that's just because of how I was raised. I was raised direct. I don't have any views on anything that would be viewed as radical like 10 years ago. I'm sorry. Okay, maybe the child labor laws, Chris. Don't interrupt. Well, those are absurd laws. There's no reason to have these child labor laws. Kids should get up and get to work. That's the bottom line. Put down your iPad and go to work. Earn a living. Jesse, I've been listening since I saw you on the Glenn Beck podcast. I was impressed by your candor, style, and ability to provide some spot-on, boiled-down analysis and hot take on all the important issues while still maintaining a kind of easy humor that keeps me chuckling and brightens my day. Over time, you've worked your way to the top of my list. I make sure I listen to you before anyone else. Medal of Honor Mondays are my favorites. I'm a massive foodie myself. Oh, here we go. The subject of this email, I should have said, was Pitmaster Jesse, because I was talking about last night how I perfected my smoked queso recipe, and that's really the only thing I can cook on my pellets, on my wood pellet smoker, and that's what all the pitmasters use. So he said, then you were talking about smoking foods, and being a nearly 15 years veteran of the craft myself, I was beginning to ask myself if this guy could be any better. That was until you talked about easy bake smokers. No self-respecting pitmaster actually uses a pellet smoker. Maybe you just aren't the person I thought you were. I suppose I'll keep listening until this crisis of conscience has turned tuning me out, or I've learned to live with the great disappointment. In the meantime, keep fighting the good fight and learn to cook with charcoal and wood. Tentatively yours. He signs it and he says his name is Tom. Look. You smokers, because he was not near the smoker who emailed into the show. He's not near the only one who emailed in complaining about my wood pellet smoker. Look, I am an American citizen. All right. I'm an American citizen. I am busy. I have jobs, and then the kids are always in different things and sports, and I had a band concert last night. I don't have all day long to go out by the smoker. I remember I was at my buddy's house and he had one of those Green Egg fancy expensive smokers and he was smoking, I forget, a bunch of sausages and things like that. So it's anyway, he was smoking a bunch of sausages and we kept having to go out. We were inside hanging out, everyone, and I kept having to go out with him because he kept checking the temperature on the Green Egg
and it wasn't right. So he kind of had to, he had to put this little open, this little lid open a little bit more on the top, but then that wasn't quite perfect. So he had to close that a little more, but open up a different compartment on the bottom. Dude, this is not Dances with Wolves. I'm not going out in the middle of the prairie making sure I shield just the right amount of sun and smoke and wind, and so everything gets perfect. I'm going to walk out to my wood pellet smoker as a pit master. I'm going to turn it on. Beep. That's the sound it makes. Beep. When I turn it on, and I'm going to set the temperature. And you know what's beautiful? It's going to stay that temperature the whole time. I don't have to sit and wrestle with Mother Nature like I'm Captain Planet. All right. Time to talk about Trump sitting out the debates, Iran still attacking us, and actually I have breaking news that's not, oh gosh, that's not good at all. We will get to that in a moment. Let's get to what else isn't good. Your garbage cell phone company, your Verizon, your AT&T, your T-Mobile. We pay our cell phone bills every month. Well, Lord willing, we do. So they take that money in, and what do they do with your money, with my money? I've had all three of those. What do? They take your money and they go throw it around on the most vile, filth ad campaigns ever. We are paying for the destruction of our own culture. That's real. I think a cell phone, switching a cell phone, it's a pretty easy way to take a positive step, don't you? Pure Talk is a patriotic company. They hire Americans. Their CEO's a veteran. They're working on veteran suicides. That's where your money's going. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250 say Jesse Kelly.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
Do you hope to serve another term as Secretary of Transportation?
Well, you know, right now I got my head down seeking to deliver on.
Absolutely. Welcome to the Jesse Kelly Show. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before we get to the Trump and the debates thing, there is, I just scraped my pen across the microphone, Chris. Do you think the audience could hear that? I bet they could, probably. Hold on, let me do that again. Maybe I'll do my own sound effects. Oh, that's good. Is it making sounds? It is. Are they good sounds? Yeah, they are. You don't have any artistic talent, Chris. I think I'll start mixing this in now and then. Just whoop, beep. All right, anyway, quit. Shut up, Chris. I thought this little bit was pretty informational. This is from Michigan. What?
Mr. Cuccinelli, how do you think the American people would feel that the Michigan State Secretary of State would allow 27,000 dead people to be on a roll?
I think they'd be astonished.
What intent other than fraud could there be for wanting to allow such things?
I don't think there is any other intent.
I mean, help me out here. Is there something
I think
else?
It is to leave open the opportunity. Short of fraud, there is also mere confusion.
Michigan wants to keep over 20,000 dead voters on the rolls. Now, I didn't say they have 20,000 dead voters on the rolls. We already know that. They're making an effort to keep 20,000 dead voters on the rolls. This is why I laugh at people on the right who are trying to be above it all when it comes to things like election cheating. And I've been very vocal about the fact if Trump campaigns on the 2020 election and it being stolen, if that's a part of his message, he's going to get destroyed in 2024. So we should not campaign on that. But that doesn't mean it's not true. The only reason we shouldn't campaign on that is independents who we need, they don't want to hear it. They don't care about it. So we shouldn't campaign on it. But why do people still on our side talk down to us who believe Democrats cheat in elections when Democrats are very, very open about the fact they cheat in elections? They work very hard to make sure dead names remain on the voter rolls. There's only one reason you would do this. So if a ballot gets sent out to that dead person, you can grab it and fill it out and send it back in. That's the only advantage you would have in having a dead person's name on the voter rolls. It's the same thing with voter ID. It's amazing. There's a single person on the right in this country who claims Democrats don't cheat and don't want to cheat. The party platform is no voter ID. There's only one reason why you wouldn't want someone to have to show ID to vote. It's because you want to cheat. There's not a second reason. Even their excuse for that is extra lame. It's racism. No one even buys that. No, nobody buys that. Everyone knows the real reason. They want to cheat. They want to fill out those ballots for somebody. It's what they want to do. All right, let's get to more. You know what? Here's the EPA administrator. Then we'll get to the emails.
Well, at EPA, we've built environmental justice into our very DNA. And so
that's pretty revealing, isn't it? It's what the communists have done to great effect for many, many years now. They've simply woven their insane, destructive policies into the DNA of the government. This is why Republican presidents, this is why I don't have a lot of faith in them to be able to really make massive changes. They get in there. We saw this under Trump, and the entire system that they're supposedly in charge of simply works against them and very difficult to overcome. Speaking of Trump, I saw this one. This is a headline in the New York Times, and I've got a couple things to say about it. The headline is, this is from Maggie Haberman, Trump likely to sit out one or both of the first two GOP debates. Now, there's a couple things to say. One, Maggie Haberman, the New York Times. Maggie Haberman and Donald Trump are close. Donald Trump sat down with her for an extended period of time to help her write her anti-Trump book. They're close. They are. We cannot believe that. You can choose to not believe that, but they are. They're very close. This is a leak, very obviously, from Trump to Maggie Haberman. It is almost undoubtedly not true. It is an effort from Team Trump to try to scare more people, like mainly Ron DeSantis, out of getting in the race. Almost everything Trump is doing right now when it comes to primary stuff, it's aimed at trying to stop DeSantis from getting in. He doesn't want to have to deal with DeSantis, so that's why he angles all that stuff that way. And by the way, that's a very smart move. DeSantis is the only one who would be any significant competition for Trump at this point in time. He should be putting all his eggs in the keep him out basket. But what he says now is different than what he's going to do. That said, if we get to next year and Trump really is up 40 in the polls, again, I don't give a crap about polls this year. None of this means anything. DeSantis hasn't even officially declared yet. But if we get to next year, and Trump is up by 40 in the polls, I know people will want to see them debate. I want to see them debate. Personally, I want to see it happen badly. I want to see it. So I'm not saying it from my point of view. But professionally, from a win the campaign point of view, Trump shouldn't debate if he's up 40, if he's up 50. If he's up by an insurmountable amount, why would I do anything to give you a chance to catch up? I'm not giving you a chance to catch up. And if the other candidates in the race or about to get in the race, so that includes DeSantis, if the other candidates in the race want Donald Trump to debate, well, it's your job to run a good enough campaign that closes in on him enough that forces him to debate. Because if it's close, Trump does not have an option. He's going to be there at the debate, suit and tie on, fighting as hard as he can. If he's up by 50, well, that's a you problem. That's your personal problem. Got to run a better campaign. This is why I want him competing. Get out there and compete. Now, I also want this. I want your dog to live and not to die. Now, sadly, all of our dogs, my friend included, they're all eventually going to go. But, man, if I could sit here right now, if I could offer you right now, if I could offer you an extra 3 years with your dog, would you take it? Every one of us would take it. Of course we would take it. So why aren't we all giving our dogs Rough Greens? Rough Greens, natural. It's a natural, 100% natural, created by a naturopathic doctor, Dennis Black. Green Beret, by the way. It's all the vitamins and minerals and probiotics and digestive enzymes your dog never gets through the dead dog food. You want your dog to be healthier and live longer? Well, it's right there for you. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. They're giving out free jumpstart trial bags. All right? Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Or call 833-33-MY-DOG.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I just want you to know, look, it's a Wednesday. A lot of people will come out and mail it in. Not me. Keeping my head down.
Do you hope to serve another term as Secretary of Transportation?
Well, right now I got my head down seeking to deliver on.
Same, Pete, same. And it is, we're going to get to some emails in a second. Iran just seized another oil tanker.
That's their second one in a week. One of ours.
I'm really getting the feeling, a bad feeling. I don't want to, let me clarify. I'm just vomiting out my words here. All right. This is what I'm thinking at the time. I'm really getting a bad feeling internationally right now. And this is part of what I mean. So Iran is seizing our tankers. China is fairly openly threatening us. And that's actually very rare. Normally, they'll try to keep that really, really subtle. We have the Russia stuff. We have drained our strategic petroleum reserve, which we really need to even do combat operations. We have drained our ammunition, as I have already described. And then it brings us to Sudan. In case you missed it, by the way, you can download the podcast of the show, iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. They podcast the show when it's done. In case you missed it, BK was on earlier and he was talking about Sudan and how we have essentially lost our ability or our willingness. Who knows, whichever way you want to put it. We've lost our ability or our willingness to assert our will in other parts of the world. And what's wild about that is, I don't know about you, but I'm 41. That's the only America I've ever known. In fact, pretty much no matter your age, unless you're in your 90s, the only America you've ever really known is an America that if it wants something, that something is done, period, internationally. You don't, and it's not that we've always gotten everything we've ever wanted, but if there's a conflict we feel like sticking our nose in, we're going to get whatever we want out of that whole thing, and no one else is going to be able to say anything to us about that. But the more people talk and the more people I talk to, it sounds like we have lost the ability to dictate terms to our enemies in various places around the world. And again, I'm not trying to gin up World War III talk. I'm really, really not. That's not really what I'm saying, I don't think. But I am getting worried when I start pulling different things, like we just talked about different things. When I start pulling this information from here and this information from here with the petroleum and the fuel and Iran and Russia and China and Taiwan and Joe Biden still being in office. And when I pull enough things from different places, it doesn't feel good. I'm not quite so sure. It's not going to be a rocky, rocky time. All right. Anyway, let's go. Jesse. Love and parenting, this person says. Shouldn't love in parenting reflect nature, like how a lioness raises her cubs or a mama grizzly raises her cubs? You want survivability leading to prosperity? In nature, you might have to overcome a cobra bite or two. I don't know where that was going, but I agree. That all sounds fine. That sounds good. Hello, Jesse. My name is... I don't want to use his name. He said I can use his name, and I'm not going to. His name is James. I'm not going to say his last name. And I'm a ninth grader off of, and I don't want to say his location either. I just wanted to say I love your show. I listen to it all the free time I have. You're the only podcast I listen to that isn't full of all this tranny, gay, and everything else, and I really appreciate it because it gives me a break from what's happening in our broken country. Also, if you could play the Justice for All by the January 6th Prison Choir. If not, I'll settle for the Frito Bandito ad because I know you love that one too. Keep doing what you're doing. Gave me permission to use his name. I don't have the Justice for All sign, but you know we got Frito in the house.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch,
Munch a bunch of fritos.
Which brings me to this, speaking of all the LGBTQ stuff, I'm looking at this is from Time Magazine. It's actually a chart from Generations, whatever that is, but I want to make sure I give credit where it's due. But it's a chart of percentage identifying as transgender by age group. And you have virtually everyone from 27 to 76 years old. It's well under 1%. This is a minuscule portion of the population. It doesn't even exist on the scale, really. It's nobody. No one. But 18 to 26, it's not only well above 2, it's heading towards 3, and the chart I'm looking at has it at a 45-degree angle or steeper, rocketing north. Now, what do we take from this? What do we do with this? Well, this is what we do with it. I know people are very, very fond of acting like however they end up was just inevitable and there's nothing you can do about it. That's insane. Culture is what your society incentivizes and what your society disincentivizes. And if your society incentivizes something, you will get more of that something. If your society disincentivizes something, you will get less of that something. That is inevitable. That's why it's so important to make sure your society is incentivizing good, healthy things and disincentivizing bad, unhealthy things. Somebody, I said this publicly today and somebody responded back to me. It was so true about fashion trends. Think of all the truly, truly awful fashion trends there have been in our lifetime. You remember rat tails? Chris, Michael, you guys are a little young. You don't know what I'm talking about. But there was a trend when I was a kid, little kid, 4 or 5 years old, I would guess, where you would have a normal haircut, just like a man's haircut, short haircut. But then in the very, very bottom of the back, you would have a 3-4 inch long tail of hair that you had grown out. It was the most wretched, putrid thing in the history of mankind. If you looked at one now, look at, I mean, you can look it up, boys. If you look it up now, you would look and just recoil in horror. I wasn't the only kid in school with one of these. They were everywhere. Why? What was being pushed? Everywhere. Everywhere. Chris mentioned bell bottoms. I'm going to push back on you on the bell bottoms. No, hold on. Hear me out. No, not for dudes. I don't have a pair. I got to be honest. I think dimes look really good in bell bottoms. What, Chris? I do. I can't help a man likes what he likes. Dimes look good in bell bottoms. They don't look good in the stupid skinny jeans. I think they look better in the bell bottoms. Anyway, don't distract me from the point I'm making. The point is, people, a society will drift towards truly insane things, gross things, crazy things. If the society as a whole, if the culture is pushing them in that direction. And we act like that's not true, but it is true. It's a big deal. And it's why we have to get better and more invested and more interested in culture itself. And we are getting better. I don't want to dog on us. We are getting better at it. But you get more of what you incentivize. Period. End of story. It's part of the reason abortion is thought of as a right by who knows how many millions of Americans. Why would they think that? Why would you think that it's just the right of yours to slaughter your baby? Why would any society ever go along with that? Well, conditioning. 50 years of conditioning. I actually have sympathy for some people who feel like this. For 50 years, every single part of their society, from the feminists to Hollywood to the education system, the Democrats themselves, half the Republicans, over, over, and over, and over, and over again. It's your right, you're right, it's your right, it's your right, it's your right, you have a right, it's your right, it's your right, it's your right. Eventually, women thought that. That's why I love what Preborn does so much. Because they take a woman who thinks it's a clump of cells and she's got a right and it's nothing and it doesn't matter. And all they do is they give her a free ultrasound. And she lays down and she hears it. I remember everyone I heard, all three of them. She lays down and she hears it and it's over. It was over for me. It's probably over for you instantly. Man, that's a baby. That's my baby. I think I'll protect it. I think I'll take care of it. Preborn is doing the Lord's work. They need our help. $28 buys that ultrasound. But give what you can, please. Preborn.com/Jesse. All right? Sponsored by Preborn. We are going to do headlines I didn't get to. A couple other things. Next.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And don't forget, Ask Dr. Jesse Friday's coming. And look, you can email other things. Love, hate, death threats, Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Chris, do you want to hear the I Will Always Love You song again? I'll play it again. What do you mean you don't want to hear it? No musical talent. That's the problem. Chris hears talent, and he just gets so overwhelmingly jealous. U.S. Army expected to miss recruitment goal again in 2023. You know what? Hold on a second. I can't let this go. Chris was in here yesterday during one of the breaks of the show, and he was messing with all this new fancy equipment they've given me and stuff like that. And he asked me, he was working on sound levels, to start talking, and then he told me to sing something. So I started singing the ABCs, and he cut me off right away and talked about what a horrible singer I was and stuff like that. Jealousy. U.S. Army expected to miss recruitment goal again in 2023. They came up 15,000 soldiers short last year. They wanted 65. They got 50. And as a result, they've turned to drag queens to recruit. That's what's so wild about where we are right now when you think about it. Think about all the problems and things that you see and I see, and we talk about them every day. It's not just that the problems are there. And it's not just that we're not fixing them. It's that it's like the people in charge don't have any idea how to fix them. In fact, they believe that making everything worse will somehow make it better. That's how lost and out of touch the people who lead this country are. They are so broken away from reality that in the face of a national recruiting crisis, they will turn to a drag queen. The people who run Anheuser-Busch are so insulated, so broken away from real, normal people who drink Bud Light. They'll just grab some turbo freak tranny and slap him on the Bud Light can without a second thought. Look how fun this will be. So separated from reality. I believe this all the way, that this applies to Washington, D.C. This applies to our federal government, and this applies to major corporate America. If either one of those entities, which they're basically one and the same entity now, but if either one of those entities really wanted to save themselves, they would break themselves up into 100 different parts and scatter themselves across the nation. The problem of bubble living is a crisis problem for this nation, for corporations, for otherwise. These people have no idea how normal people live, how normal people think, how normal people are keeping their head down.
Do you hope to serve another term as Secretary of Transportation?
Well, right now I got my head down seeking to deliver on.
Got his head down, seeking to deliver. Let's remember that. What, Chris? That almost reminds me. Whenever I hear from old Mayor Pete, it reminds me I need to take my male vitality stack today, because we really cannot afford the cost of going low T. Now, can we, fellas? Chalk, C-H-O-Q. It's natural herbal supplements. Natural herbal supplements that will rocket your testosterone up. You know how incredible it is to have a 20% increase in 90 days naturally? No big pharma, not a bunch of garbage bad for you, just natural stuff. Ladies, they have a female vitality stack for you if you want to start bouncing off the walls instead of running out of gas in the middle of the afternoon. 35% off subscriptions. You have to go to chalk.com. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. That gets you 35% off the lifetime of the subscription. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Let's get to one email before we get to the headlines I didn't get to. Hey, Menu Whisperer. I'm in desperate need of advice that can only come from your wealth of experience dealing with a dime who wants to eat healthy. I, too, was able to get a beautiful, smart, funny, incredible woman to share my life with, and it has been a wonderful marriage. We agree on the major stuff, even though she came into this union as a pretty committed liberal. We are both into working out, going to the gym 5 or more times a week, but she is a health food junkie while I'm a committed fast food freak. I love burgers, tacos, pizza, donuts, bagels, whatever. I work hard and am in decent shape, so I don't want to deny myself the pleasure I get from food. But the wife wants me to stop with the garbage I eat. Please tell me that you can think of some options for me to eat that are healthier for me, but don't taste like I just put some weeds on an old piece of cardboard with a splash of lemon juice for flavor. Said his name is Bo, and his dime's name is Kimberly. Kimberly's such a dime name. It's such a hot chick name. It's true. Listen, here's what you're going to have to do, Bo. And Kimberly's just going to have to understand. You're going to have to attempt to meet her partially. I don't want to say halfway. You're going to have to improve a little. She's going to have to understand a lot. This is what's happened in my home. The wife's going to make green beans. She's going to make the kids eat it. I'm not going to pile on a pile of disgusting green beans and eat them. Am I going to eat a few? Sure, I will. I'm not eating all of them. Every now and then for breakfast, I will skip the bacon and eggs and toast, and I will eat the oatmeal she makes the kids. I will, of course, be starving about 2.5 minutes later, but I will do it. It's just not going to be an all-the-time thing. See? Compromise.
And now...
here's a headline.
Fire, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
U.S. shipyards can't build destroyers fast enough. Can't even build 2 a year, officials say. Oh, well, that's basically a crisis if we get into a war. Biden to spend $500,000 teaching professional skills to trans kids in Pakistan. Just want to say, this is why some people, this is why so many veterans I know are lamenting their service to the country. And that sucks. You shouldn't do that, fellas. You did it for the right reasons. But this stuff is what they, when they call me, when they text me, this is the stuff they point out. I fought for this. I served for this. This is garbage. Iowa woman sentenced to 5 months in federal prison on January 6th, misdemeanor charges. Well, of course, we have a nation now that is so broken, we have political prisoners where we just chuck meemaws in federal prison for basically nothing. In the meantime, by the time we log into this show tomorrow, by the time we do this show tomorrow, I bet that dude in New York is going to be arrested for choking out that violent nutball. $8 billion in U.S. funds may have gone to the Taliban. Well, let's be honest, it didn't may have gone, it did go. Because the United States of America has a very long, very storied history of taking money from you and handing it to the people we're supposedly fighting. FDA approves GSK's RSV vaccine for older adults. The world's first shot against the virus. I'm going to go ahead and pass. Nordstrom is closing downtown San Francisco stores, citing difficult conditions. It is difficult when a bunch of animals parade into your store and steal everything you have every day. That would make things difficult. All right. We'll do it tomorrow, okay? Keep your chin up. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.